Marysville Bulldogs Coach's Corner, a service of Hilltop Tires, Darren's Repair, Blue Valley Technologies, the Citizen State Banks, Dr. Jill Gray, and Dane's Automotive.
When I looked for a home improvement loan, I knew there were lots of options, but the choice turned out to be simple. I did my homework, then I went to the home of the home improvement loan.
If you want the best service and competitive rates from an experienced quality lender, your decision just got a lot easier. Come talk to us about your home improvement loan. We're an equal housing lender. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
What is shining like that?
Oh, it's just my teeth.
Whoa, how'd you get them so white?
It's easy. I go to Gray Family Dental. They've been serving Northeast Kansas for over 19 years and have locations in Marysville, Blue Rapids, and Frankfort. With all that experience, they really know what they're doing.
Really? They sound amazing.
They sure are. Remember, if you want the whitest teeth in the business from a local employer who supports your schools and community, go to Gray Family Dental. Schedule your appointment by calling 562-5323 today.
Turnkey custom home builds with inline construction make the home building process as easy as you approving final decisions. From start to finish, let Inline tackle site preparation, foundation, framing, and finish inside and out. Lots are available at Hartley Ridge in North Marysville, or they can build on your site. Call today and get started with Inline Construction.
Joined now on our today's Coach's Corner by Cole Fredrickson, head coach of the Marysville Boys and Girls Wrestling Team. Coach, I know the girls had regional wrestling last week, so for those that didn't, I guess, keep up or haven't heard yet, how did that go for your squad?
Yeah, it was a tough regional. It was really deep this year. We competed well. We had two girls make the finals. Ella Johnson and Rose Latta were both second in their weight class. They'll be wrestling at Salina in 2 weeks. And we had four other girls that competed in the regional, and they came up a little bit short.
As we look at the season kind of as a whole, first for the girls, and then we'll start talking about the boys a little bit, but how do you feel the season went? And I guess just a quick couple thoughts on that.
Yeah, it's been a good season. We've competed well. We're 7-6 in duels, and we've had some good tournament finishes. And we're looking forward to the boys regional this weekend and try and take as many as we can to Salina. Salina will be girls and boys. The boys will wrestle in the first session in the morning, and then the girls will wrestle in the afternoon. So we'll all be at the same location this year, which is nice.
And I guess who are a few of the your athletes that, you know, you hope to finish in that top four?
You know, I think everyone on our team's got a shot to go. Our regional is very deep. It's going to be really tough. We're going to have to wrestle well, but I'm not counting any of my guys out.
Obviously, no coach is ever going to do that by any means. How many boys then are you taking on Saturday?
We'll have 13 that will be competing on Saturday.
And then as you get ready for, you know, not only sub-state or regionals, I guess, this weekend, but state, does how you prepare as a coach or how you practice here this week change at all?
Yeah, it does. We want to have fresh legs. Saturday is really important. It's a one-day tournament that's going to be a marathon. It's going to be a grind. Some of them will get six matches that day to try and go to state, and we want to make sure we're as fresh as possible. As far as conditioning goes, our shape is where it needs to be, the hay's in the barn, so to speak, and it's just about feeling fresh and getting after it.
This time of season always about keeping those legs, and I can't remember, and this is my fault for not checking, but is there anyone with an opportunity to go back to state that was there last year?
Yeah, Taven Wilson, Carter Trimble, Keegan Waters, and Dakota Slupionic were all state qualifiers a year ago.
I assume that's been those four goals, you know, all season long to get back to state.
Yeah, absolutely. One to qualify, and then and two to go get a medal. So that's the goal, and that's what we're going to be pushing for.
And kind of same question as the girls' side, but for the boys, how's the season gone that you thought for them?
You know, it's been, we've had some highs and lows. We've had some injuries and illness and everything in between, but they're firing right now. I really like the way that we've competed in the last 2 weeks, and I'm excited for what we're going to find at regional.
And I guess last one, more of a comment for you here, Cole, but as we wrap up this conversation, I know we don't get to chat very often, but if those that don't follow along, like probably some of the parents do, what's kind of been the last kind of wrap up or thoughts for this year, and how's it gone?
I think it's been a tremendous season. It's been a lot of fun. These guys and girls are working really, really hard. They give me everything they've got every time they step on the mat, and that can't be appreciated enough. So, like I said, the hay's in the barn, the work's done. It's just time to make sure we feel really good and go compete as hard as we can at the end.
Well, I wish you guys best of luck coming up on the regionals on Saturday, and obviously I hope we're able to see some state medals from your squad here in the next week or so.
All right, thank you so much.
Don't head out on your next adventure riding on a set of tires you're not sure will make it across town. Stop by and see Bryce at Hilltop Tires in Marysville. With the knowledge to set you up right and the personal style you prefer, you'll leave Hilltop flying high. Fitting tires for everything from semis to ATVs, Hilltop Tires is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, because flats don't have a schedule. Located below the old water tower in Marysville, call Bryce today at 785-619-6035.
Sometimes the simplest ways just work the best. When you need automotive repair or service, call Darren Svoboda with Darren's Auto Repair. You'll get an experienced mechanic that you can trust to do the job right the first time. When you call, you'll talk with a mechanic, not an appointment advisor. He'll work to get your job in and out and get you back on the road. Always putting the customer first, Darren works to let you choose how much or how little repair work you actually need. Ask around. His reputation speaks for itself. Darren Svoboda with Darren's Auto Repair. A little out of the way in the alley at 604 Oak Street in Marysville, but sure worth finding. Call Darren 562-7745.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Marysville Bulldogs Coach's Corner, a service of Hilltop Tires, Darren's Repair, Blue Valley Technologies, the Citizens State Banks, Dr. Jill Gray, and Dane's Automotive.